including Paul's Paradise, the Savoy, Little Sandy's, and Jackie's.
Support for this broadcast comes from KBOO members and from Grand Lodge Concerts, presenting Trombone Shorty in Orleans Avenue with special guest Neil Francis on August 31st at 6:30 p.m. Information and tickets for Trombone Shorty in Orleans Avenue at GrandLodgeConcerts.com.
This is the live broadcast of the 44th Annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival here on KBOO Portland. Today's broadcast will go until about 8 p.m., bringing you all these wonderful jazz, blues, Latin, and soul performances from Cathedral Park in North Portland. Continuing on the history of jazz in Portland, Portland's golden age lasted from 1948 to 1956, when the city became a top destination for touring jazz bands. Musicians like Warren Bracken and Frank Martin moved to Portland during this time to escape other jazz scenes and mentor young players. Black jazz artists stayed with local black families in the Albina neighborhood because they couldn't check into downtown hotels due to segregation. Today, Portland's jazz scene remains active, with small venues hosting intimate combos and larger live shows. The city also hosts the Biamp Portland Jazz Festival every February, which features local talent and international luminaries.
Fascinating. Now we would like to do a pride acknowledgement. While we are broadcasting live from the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival this weekend, we would also like to acknowledge that Portland is celebrating pride and about to celebrate pride tomorrow and every day. We at KBOO would like to take a moment to acknowledge our families, friends, colleagues, and everyone in our broader community who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, asexual, agender, and two-spirit. KBOO is celebrating Pride Month this year with a series of special panels. Every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., you can tune in for live discussions with guests from these communities to share with us their experiences, struggles, and culture. These panels started in June, but you can catch the archives at kboo.fm/LGBTQIA2S, or simply click the banner at the top of the homepage.
If you were wondering how to get to the Jazz Festival, excuse me, not the Blues Festival, that was 2 weeks ago, this Jazz Festival is under the iconic St. John's Bridge on the east side of the Willamette River. Recently, in the last 20 years, the Willamette River has been cleaned up due from so many different toxins and pollution, and it is completely swimmable. We are so lucky to enjoy our summer here, listening to live wonderful jazz music and get to splash and play in that Willamette River.
Absolutely. It was I remember writing an article for KBOO about, you know, the pollution and the dangers of that, but it's really so great that it is now safe to swim in. That's really huge, you know, as it's been a particularly hot summer.
Yeah, the Willamette River Keepers are an excellent organization that have really pushed that effort forward. They have removed tons of trash, tons of toxins, and we're very lucky to live in an area where our waterways are largely protected, and we continue to stay enthusiastic in that protection. Again, we are underneath the iconic St. John's Bridge. We're lounging out in the grass, about to listen to some excellent music by Phoenix Rising, a Portland standby. Very, very excited to hear his renditions of guitar, keyboard, drums, every instrument that's up there. I know I'm very excited to take a listen once that happens. You are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland, community-powered radio, totally volunteer-based. The St. John's Bridge was designed by architect David B. Steinman in 1931. Grant, did you know that?
I did not know that.
That's a long time away from today, in the past. And I think that's very exciting that it's the only suspension bridge, the very only one in the Willamette Valley. You are listening to KBOO Portland. If you are just joining us, you are tuned into our live broadcast of the 44th Annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival. We're broadcasting from Cathedral Park under the historic St. John's Bridge in North Portland. I am Eliza Yurkov, one of your hosts.
And I'm Grant Button. We are very excited here momentarily to listen to Phoenix Rising. I also heard the fact that the this jazz festival is the oldest standing.
In this part of town, no. Ain't Right there. Thank you. just can't wait for my girl. Shake my head and walk away. Baby, let me. She can't get it.
Thank you.
That's Jim Solberg on the bass and the vocals right there, ladies and gentlemen. A Portland institution.
Hey! How's it going?
Go!
up your road now, buddy. Thank you.
walked around. And I won't say, baby, when you turn the bubble top down. Your body.
Thank you. find a warm place to spend some time. Heavy rain falling, seem to hear your voice calling through the night. Thank you.
bass right there on the vocals for you, ladies and gentlemen.
nitrogen now. That's when the catfish love to bite. Y'all don't hear me.
Thank you. guitar, the one and only, Mr. Jim Sober. On drums, the legendary Mr. Brian Boxworth. On keyboard, Pat McDougal. On lead guitar and lead vocals, y'all, give it up, Mr. Jason Thomas. I'm Phoenix, y'all. Thank you so much for having us. God bless you. We're the Phoenix Rising Band. We'll see you later.
Phoenix Rising, which is a soul and R&B band led by saxophonist and blues vocalist Phoenix Sanders. Now here at KBOO, our booth is partially restricted of the stage, and as I was listening to Phoenix Sanders, I was like, man, that's a great saxophonist, and then I was like, man, that's a great singer, and it was the same dude, so shout out to him, absolutely great performance. Their music includes elements of classic rock, metal, jazz, as well as theater. Phoenix Rising has been performing weekly for nearly 20 years at Portland's Blue Diamond.
Support for this broadcast comes from KBOO members and from Grand Lodge Concerts, presenting an evening with instrumental guitar duo Hermanos Gutierrez on Tuesday, August 6th at 6:30 p.m.